Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The headlines. Winter session of Parliament begins today, government says, ready to discuss any issue during the 26-day session. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate Global Cooperative Conference at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi this afternoon. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar says India views Italy as a key partner, crucial ally in Europe and very influential player in Mediterranean region. RBI says internationalization of UPI is progressing rapidly as India emerges world leader in leveraging digital technologies for transformative change. And Rishabh Pant and Shreyas Iyer fetch record bids on day one of IPL auction at Jeddah in Saudi Arabia. The winter session of Parliament will begin today. The session will provide 19 sittings spread over a period of 26 days. However, there will be no sitting of Parliament on the 26th of November on account of commemoration of the Constitution Day. The main function relating to the celebration of the Constitution Day will take place at the Central Hall of Samvidhan Sadan, where the Constitution was adopted on the 26th of November 1949. We have more from a correspondent.
The winter session of Parliament will continue till 20th of next month. A total of 16 bills are listed in the legislative business, which are likely to be taken up for passage during the session. The bills include Bharatiya Vayuyan Vidhayak 2024, the Disaster Management Amendment Bill, the Railways Amendment Bill, the Waqf Amendment Bill, and the Indian Ports Bill 2024. Besides, discussions and voting on supplementary demands for grants for the year 2024-2025 will also be taken up during the session. With Anand Kumar, Adarsh for Akashvani News, Delhi.
Yesterday, the government had convened an all-party meeting in New Delhi to ensure smooth functioning of both the Houses of Parliament. Talking to reporters after the meeting, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said that the government is ready to discuss any issue during the winter session of the Parliament. Mr. Rijiju urged opposition parties to cooperate for the smooth functioning of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha during the session.
हम सिर्फ अनुरोध यही करते हैं कि कोई भी विषय पार्लियामेंट में रखता है तो शांतिपूर्वक उस विषय को चर्चा होगा तो बहुत लाभ मिलेगा हर सदस्य चर्चा में भाग लेना चाहता है लेकिन सदन अच्छी तरह से चलना चाहिए
लोकसभा स्पीकर ओम बिरला has urged members to follow parliamentary decorum in the house taking inspiration from the debates and discussions of the constituent assembly In an exclusive interview to Akashvani News, Mr. Birla hoped that MPs will contribute to the tradition of positive and constructive debates. He appealed to the MPs to establish high standards of decorum in Parliament.
हम इसी तरीके से उच्च कोटि की परंपराएं स्थापित करें जहां चर्चा और संवाद हो जहां सहमति असहमति भी हो विचारों की अभिव्यक्ति भी हो हमारा आचरण संसदीय डिबेट चर्चाओं के आचरण की तरह हो
The full interview can be heard on Surkhio Mein program of Akashvani News today at 7:10 p.m. on 100.1 FM Gold. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the ICA Global Cooperative Conference at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. For the first time in 130 years long history of the International Cooperative Alliance ICA, the Global Cooperative Conference and the General Assembly are being organized in India. On the occasion, Mr. Modi will launch a commemorative stamp on the International Year of Cooperatives 2025. Prime Minister of Bhutan, Dasho Shering Tobge, and Deputy Prime Minister of Fiji, Manua Kamikamika, will also attend the conference. Our correspondent reports that the global conference has been hosted by Indian Farmers Fertilizer Cooperatives Limited in collaboration with ICA and Government of India and Indian cooperatives Amul and Kripco.
The International Cooperative Alliance was founded in 1895. It represents 30 lakh cooperative enterprises worldwide and has more than 1 billion cooperative members. The six-day conference at Bharat Mandapam will bring together cooperatives from around the globe for a series of events and discussions. Around 3,000 foreign and Indian delegates are expected to attend this event. The conference will explore the role of cooperatives in creating a collective, peaceful, and prosperous future for all. The theme of the conference is Cooperatives Build Prosperity for All. Dipendra Kumar, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Following the massive victory of the BJP-led Mahayuti in Maharashtra, hectic parties are taking place for government formation in the state. Chief Minister Eknath Shinde has been elected as leader of Shiv Sena Legislature Party. The resolution to this effect was unanimously passed by all 57 newly elected MLAs of the party at a meeting held in Mumbai last night. Nationalist Congress Party has elected its president, Ajit Pawar, as the leader of the Legislature Party. They are likely to visit Delhi today to discuss future course of action. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw will address the National Convention of All India Scheduled Caste and Scheduled Tribes SCST Railway Employees Association at Ajani Railway Ground in Nagpur, Maharashtra this morning. The National Convention, an annual general meeting of this organization, could not be held for the last 5 years due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Therefore, the association has decided to hold the National Convention this year at Nagpur on a grand scale in the background of the Constitution Day, which is on the 26th of November. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar has said India views Italy as a key partner, a crucial ally in Europe, and a very influential player in the Mediterranean. Inaugurating the new chancery of the Indian Embassy in Rome, Dr. Jaishankar said that the frequent interactions at various levels between the two countries are a sign of the depth and breadth of the bilateral ties.
The frequent interactions we see at various levels is actually a sign of the depth and the breadth of our relationship. There is a convergence in our worldviews, a synergy in our endeavors in addressing global and regional issues, and definitely a new enthusiasm for developing our bilateral ties.
Referring to the proposed India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor, IMEC, the minister said that this connectivity corridor will be a game-changer between Europe and Asia. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. RBI says internationalization of Unified Payments Interface UPI is progressing rapidly as India emerges as a world leader in leveraging digital technologies for transformative change. The UPI hit a milestone of 16.6 billion transactions in the month of October, with improvements in its capabilities, including successful instant debit reversals at 86%. RBI Deputy Governor Michael Debabrata Patra said India's UPI, an open-ended system that powers multiple bank accounts into a single mobile application of any participating bank, is propelling interbank peer-to-peer and person-to-merchant transactions seamlessly. According to Mr. Patra, innovations in the digital credit landscape such as account aggregators, OCEN, and financial services on ONDC have also contributed to productivity gains. As the 55th International Film Festival of India passes the halfway mark, Day 5 will feature over 75 films screened across various languages and genres. With the conclusion of the Creative Minds of Tomorrow Challenge and Film Bazaar, the focus now shifts to masterclasses and panel discussions, offering a day filled with engaging sessions. There will be gala premieres of Left Unsaid and Manjumel Boys, the Colour Academy, where the masterclasses and insightful discussions take place, will host Anand Gandhi, Kriti Shannon and Philip Noyes. We have more from a correspondent.
Renowned personalities like Anand Gandhi, Kriti Sanon and Philip Noyes will take center stage during the sessions, masterclass and panel discussions today. While Anand Gandhi and Pragya Mishra will discuss the topic, Will AI Alter Filmmaking Forever?, with the festival director Shekhar Kapoor moderating the conversation, Australian director Philip Noyes will conduct a masterclass on how to succeed in New Hollywood. Later in the evening, Bollywood actor Kriti Sanon will speak on empowering change, women leading the way in cinema. Now, when the festival has passed the halfway mark, one of the festival's awaited events is the coveted Golden Peacock Award. This year's lineup features a rich mix of 12 international films and 3 Indian films, each selected for its unique perspective, voice, and artistry. The winning film will receive a cash prize of 40 lakh rupees, along with one of the festival's highest honors. The Goat Life, Article 370, and Rao Saheb are representing India in the competition for the coveted award. With Umvesh Upadhyay, Durkesh Bhadauria, Akashvani News, Goa.
In the mega auction of the Indian Premier League 2025 edition, Rishabh Pant and Shreyas Iyer fetched record bids, emerging as the costliest players in the history of IPL on day one of the auctions held at the Abadi Al Johar Arena in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia yesterday. We have a report.
Lucknow Super Giants made history by securing Rishabh Pant for an extraordinary 27 crore rupees, making him the most expensive player in IPL history. Punjab Kings emerged as another major spender, acquiring Shreyas Iyer for 26.75 crore rupees and spinner Yuzvendra Chahal for 18 crore rupees, the highest ever for an Indian spinner. Arshdeep Singh also went to Punjab Kings for 18 crore rupees. Kolkata Knight Riders also went all out for Venkatesh Iyer and roped him in for 23.75 crore rupees. On day one, a total of 72 players were sold, while 12 went unsold, including David Warner and Johnny Bairstow. At the end of the day, RCB have the highest purse left with 30.65 crore rupees, followed by Mumbai Indians with 26.10 crore rupees and then Punjab Kings with 22.50 crore rupees for the second day of the auction. Moving on to Pro Kabaddi League, Puneri Paltan defeated Bengal Warriors 51-34 in a one-sided match yesterday. With this win, Puneri Paltan has reached to third spot in standings. In the second match of the day, UP Yodhas defeated Patna Pirates 44-42 in a thrilling encounter. Yodha's dynamic raiding duo of Bhavani Rajput and Gagan Gowda made the difference. Now today, Puneri Paltan will face Jaipur Pink Panthers at 8 p.m, followed by another match between Bengaluru Bulls and U-Mumbai at 9 p.m. Next update is from football, where Kerala Blasters FC registered a dominant 3-0 victory over Chennaiyin FC in Indian Super League match played at Jawaharlal Nehru International Stadium in Kochi yesterday. With this win, Kerala Blasters ended their 3-game losing streak. Today, Hyderabad FC will face Odisha FC at GMC Bala Yogi Athletic Stadium in Hyderabad. The match will kickstart at 7:30 p.m. Chirag Jha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In cricket, Australia were 23-4 against India on the fourth day of the opening test match of the Border Gavaskar Trophy at Perth, Australia, when reports last came in. Currently, hosts require 511 runs to win the match. In a bilingual live phone-in program, Public Speak, at 9:30 p.m. tonight, we will bring an insightful discussion on digital life certificates with Dhrubajyoti Sengupta, Joint Secretary, Department of Pension and Pensioners Welfare, R. Vishwesh Swaran, MD and CEO, India Post Payments Bank, and Gurcharan Rai Bansal, CGM and Chief Sales Marketing Officer at India Post Payments Bank. During the program, listeners will have the opportunity to pose questions to experts regarding significance, eligibility, and other technical aspects of digital life certificates. To participate, simply dial the telephone number 011-2342-1050 and 011-2331-4444 from 9:30 p.m. onwards today. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Anita Anand.
Maharashtra Chief Minister Ray Sahib Sab Dali holds key reports to the Asian Age. Hemant Soren to take oath as Jharkhand Chief Minister on November 28, informs The Hindu. Eastern states are country's growth engines, as Modi states the Business Standard. Youth sans political background should enter politics, as Modi writes The Tribune. The Pioneer quotes PM Modi as saying Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue to be held in Delhi on January 11 and 12. Winds improve air to very poor respite likely to last till midweek, says Hindustan Times. On the recent Russian attacks, the Economic Times writes Ukraine needs better air defense, as Zelensky. And finally, new clock tower to enhance Latyon's aesthetics near Talcatora Stadium in Delhi, reports the Times of India. And with that, it's back to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Anita. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Winter session of Parliament begins today. Government says ready to discuss any issue during the 26-day session. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate Global Cooperative Conference at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi this afternoon. External Affairs Minister Jaishankar says India views Italy as key partner, crucial ally in Europe and very influential player in the Mediterranean region. RBI says internationalization of UPI is progressing rapidly as India emerges world leader in leveraging digital technologies for transformative change. And Rishabh Pant and Shreyas Iyer fetch record bids on day one of IPL auction at Jeddah in Saudi Arabia. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.